Hey everybody, welcome back. I would absolutely love for you to subscribe so that way you'll get a little notification every time I upload a new episode. And if there's anyone that you know that would find this podcast useful or helpful or enlightening to someone, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Sharing is caring, guys. So this episode, or the topic of this episode, is about this new short ebook, only 41 pages, that I've created in relation to affirmations and the importance of affirmations. And on my show here, I always do like a combination of some practical advice, things that just make logical sense. But of course, I am a spiritualist and I believe in all things, okay? So I believe in everything. I have had so much experience, spiritual experiences in my life, that I have no choice but to believe in all things. So this is one of those things, meaning this affirmation ebook that I just wrote, which is going to be like a combination of both, you know, the scientific understanding of affirmations, and affirmations are a very, very spiritual tool. If you think about prayer, that is a type of affirmation. Manifesting is a type of affirmation. There is a lot of stuff that we do on the daily that we don't even realize is an affirmation. Now, we can make those affirmations positive or negative. So if you have, let's say, lots of negative intrusive thoughts, like I've discussed in previous episodes, then you're kind of manifesting that into your life, because that starts to become a belief system. And then you're going to turn around and finding, you know, searching for evidence to support your negative beliefs. So let's go over some of the science. So the science behind affirmation lies in the principles of cognitive psychology and neuroscience, which shed light on how our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions influence our behavior, guys, and shape our reality. So here are some key scientific concepts that underpin the effectiveness of affirmations. Now, this is science, guys. So, you know, I always advise people to get out of their head and lean more into their spiritualism. But just for some extra support, we're going to talk about the science behind the spiritualism. So, neuroplasticity. So I'm reading this now. The brain's ability to reorganize and form new neural connections throughout life. Affirmations can help reshape neural pathways associated with negative beliefs or behaviors, effectively rewiring the brain for more positive thought patterns. That's one. And like I said, I'm reading this, so forgive me if there's a little mispronunciation. Confirmation bias is number two. The tendency to seek out information that confirms our existing beliefs or expectations. Affirmations act as a tool to shift our focus toward positive outcomes, prompting us to notice and amplify evidence that aligns with our desired reality. This theory posits that affirming one's core values or strengths can bolster self-esteem and resilience, buffering against threats to our self-concept by repeating affirmations aligned with our values. We reinforce a positive self-image and cultivate greater confidence. So listen to that, guys, and there's more. Our subconscious associations influence our perceptions and behaviors. Affirmations can help reprogram implicit biases or negative self-perceptions by introducing new positive associations into our subconscious mind. Affirmations can modulate emotional responses by reframing negative emotions and fostering a more constructive outlook. Through repeated practice, affirmations can help regulate stress, anxiety, and other negative emotions, promoting emotional well-being. Affirmations also serve as powerful tools for goal setting and motivation by clarifying our intentions and reinforcing our commitment to achieving them. By visualizing our desired outcomes and affirming our ability to attain them, we activate the motivation and perseverance necessary for success. So I hope you're listening to all this, guys, and really absorbing the importance of affirmations. So by leveraging these scientific principles, affirmations become more than just positive affirmations. They become strategic tools for cognitive and behavioral change. Through consistent practice and belief in their ability, affirmations can facilitate profound transformations in mindset, behavior, and ultimately in our lived experiences. Now, with all that being said, basically, it's change your mind, change your life. And if any of you have any doubts in the ability, not in the ability, but the power of affirmations, try it out for 2 weeks. So, like I said, I've written a short ebook that's going to be really like an easy and quick read. And that's going to help you to understand affirmations better, apply them, and start working with them. And what I'm also going to be doing on this podcast is putting up some affirmations and practices for you to follow. Now, one of the things and exercises that I did for you guys a while ago is grabbing a crystal or some kind of stone or some kind of, you know, anything that you hold dear. And if it's not something that you hold dear, then it should be some kind of crystal or healing stone or something. If not, buy one for a couple of bucks. No big deal. Can order anything now on Amazon. So just go ahead, and when you wake up in the morning, you're going to hold that in your right hand, palm of your right hand, and think of two things that you are most grateful for. And just do that every day. Do it every day for the next 9 days. So I'm going to go ahead and put a link to my new ebook. It's only $5. And I'd like you, like I said, to try these things out for a little bit and report back to me. Leave, you know, in the comments below how using these affirmations and practicing the attitude of gratitude exercise that I've just given you, how it has helped your life. I would love to hear some feedback. So basically, I guess this is somewhat of a challenge because whether you believe or you don't believe, it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot to give it a try. So please do that. And also, if you want to have a one-on-one consultation with me, go ahead and check out my website, trustedpsychicadvisor.com, where you can find out how to book a session. You can see all of my pricing and all the good stuff that I have to offer. So, like I said, be sure to check out the links below. I look forward to serving you, and please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you know someone that could use this podcast or someone that could actually benefit from all of this, sharing is caring. So like, share, subscribe, because you're just helping good energy spread. And that was my goal in creating this podcast in the first place. Wishing you all the very best of luck. Namaste, everybody. Until next time, signing off.